Come on now, make some noise for Jesus. Come on. You excited to be in the house of the Lord? Can we just stir it up in this place? I feel like God wants to do something unusual. I feel like God wants to do something unusual. First service, there was a breaker anointing in this place. God was breaking people free, man. God was setting people free. And I came to tell somebody today, God can do it for you. If you came in with a need, if you came in with lack, if you came in hurting, I came to tell you that Jesus is enough. He's here today and he wants to touch you. He wants to love you. Am I at CWC Life? Am I at CWC Life? The church that I grew up in here, God brought me here when I was 15 years old, and I remember sitting right there in those chairs and God touching my life at 15, drug addicted, lost, hurting, searching. And I remember pastors coming up and preaching the word, and I remember sitting there receiving the word and God restoring a broken young man, changing a broken young man, and beginning to shape me and beginning to mold me. And I remember being raised in this church and Bishop just pouring into me. And I remember being 16 years old. And I remember Bishop telling me in his office, I believe that you are going to change your generation. See, it's one thing to get a prophetic word when the destiny's already unfolded. It's one thing to get a prophetic word when the destiny's already unfolded. But I'm telling you, I was lost. I was broken, trying to find who I was. And Bishop seen the vision. He saw it before he saw it. Come on, somebody. And he said, I believe you're going to change a generation. And you fast forward a little bit, a few years. God blessed me with a beautiful wife in this church. Come on, somebody. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. Pastor Eric. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. Bless me with a beautiful Puerto Rican wife, so you know I'm eating right. I got favor on my life. Got a Puerto Rican wife, so you know I'm eating right. Yeah. Blessed our family with two beautiful daughters. Winter and Summer, that's what we named them. If I hear one person ask me if we're going to have a daughter named Autumn. I was reading a scripture and the Bible says he looks after winter and summer. And I know it was talking about the seasons, but I kind of just took it as a prophetic word that God's watching after me and mine. I came to tell you that his eyes are on the righteous. Come on, I came to tell you he's watching over you. I came to tell you he's looking after you. I came to tell you, man, his hand is on your life. That's why you're here. That's why you made it. That's why you made it through COVID. That's why you made it through financial crisis. That's why you're here. That's why you made it. Because God's hand was on your life. God's hand was on your marriage. God's hand was on your children. God's hand was on your ministry. God's hand's been on this church. God's hand's been on this church. God's hand's been on this church. Worship team, can we co-labor?
Yes.
When the culture is saying we're going to online church, let me just say this. You can't substitute for the ecclesia when God's people come together and gather in a place like this to lift up our voices together. The Bible says in Acts 1, they were united. They came together. There's no live stream. There's no online that can make up. Can't substitute for the fellowship, because fellowship keeps the fellow in the ship. Come on now. Fellowship keeps the fellow in the ship. And it's moments like this where the worship team's flowing and you come in with things on your mind, and you come in maybe with issues, because like our bishop always says, we're a family. We might be a dysfunctional one, but we're a family. There's no perfect church out there. Let me just tell somebody that. If you find it, don't go to it. You'll mess it up. People leave the church and be like, that pastor's got issues. Issue! Sits there and we counsel you for hours and then you don't do what we counseled you to do. But it's moments where we can come together with all of our imperfections, all of our flaws, all of our mess ups, all of our sin, and say, God, when we walk into this house, I'm gonna lift you up. I'm gonna set everything aside. I'm gonna set everything aside. I'm gonna set everything aside and say, God, come and do what you do best. Come and do what you do best. Come and calm the storm in my marriage. Come and calm the storm. Come and shut the mouths of the lions, Daniel. Come and shut the mouths of the lions. Come and be my strength. You know what Paul says? He says, I boast in my weakness. I boast in my weakness. Can I boast in my weakness real quick? I am jacked up. Without Jesus in my life, I am nothing without God. But let me boast in my weakness so I can tell you how strong he is. Let me boast in my imperfection so I can tell you how perfect he is. Let me boast in my weakness so I can tell you how mighty he is. Let me tell you how mighty he is. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Come on, worship team. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Psalms 24:7. Can I just say a psalm? Because if you just say a psalm, you might just magnify Jesus bigger than your problem. Jesus might just get magnified bigger than your problem. Jesus might just reign over your situation. Jesus might just reign and he'd be magnified over your situation. Psalms 24, 7 through 10, it's the word of God. He says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God, strong and mighty in battle. He's never lost a battle. He's never lost a war. He's never lost a battle. He's never lost a battle. He's never lost a war. And we act like it's 109-0. It was 1-0 at the cross. He's got a record and it's 1-0. It's when he died on the cross for us, went and snatched the keys. Ooh, the keys of death, hell and the grave. The keys to your drug addiction. The keys to your prodigal son's addiction. He snatched it back and told the devil, I'm gonna need those. And for a moment, the darkest place on earth lit up because the light of Christ walked in and took back authority, took back authority. Somebody needs to take back authority. Somebody needs to take back authority. Somebody needs to take their calling back. You've been laying down your calling for too long, man of God. You've been laying down your calling for too long, woman of God. Lay down your calling to pick up a bottle. Lay down your calling to pick up a pipe. Lay down your calling. And God says, pick up your calling again. You've been running. You've been running. There's some runners in this place. You should have ran track in high school because you've been running from God. And I was watching Lion King. Praise God for Lion King. And when his dad dies, he gets wounded, right? And he runs. and he doesn't take his place in the kingdom. And then they have the little animal that walks up to him in the new one that looks like National Geographic. And the animal says, hey, they don't know how to get him back. Everything's in chaos because let me tell you, man of God, woman of God, when you're not fulfilling your assignment, your household will be in chaos. When you're not fulfilling your assignment, your generation will be in chaos. But all of creation groans for the sons and daughters of God to rise up, step into alignment with your assignment. Say, yes, God, 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 yes, God. I'll do it, 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 I'll do it. I'll go, I'll go, I'll go, I'll preach, I'll reach. I'll reach, yes, yes, yes. Does anybody understand that your yes changes generations? Generations will never be the same because you chose to say yes to the calling of God. That little bird comes up and they don't know how to get him back because the kingdom's all in ruins. They need a king. They need somebody to rise up just like your children do in the face of persecution to still worship. Because today's passivity is tomorrow's captivity. If you can't worship in the face of persecution right now, man, I'm about to preach it like I feel it. We need a boldness. We need a boldness. We need a roar. The lion of the tribe of Judah. And the little animal comes and he's like, come back. He's been wounded. And some of you guys have been running from your calling because you've been wounded, hurt. Maybe somebody in the church hurt you. And then he says, your dad's still alive. Oh, man. We're about to preach a Disney Channel sermon. Right? He says, your dad's still alive. And he says, my dad's still alive. And when the little, what was it, a bird? You know. Pastor Eric, it's the bird, right? What's his name? Zazu. Zazaluya, come on. So the little bird says, your dad's still alive. And when the little bird seen Simba, he was like, kind of like just in his own little world, just kind of lost. Just like how you look when you're not answering your calling, you're kind of just lost in your own little world. You're not really doing what God's called you to do. You go to work and you're not on assignment because every room you walk into, there's an assignment. You're just going through the motions like Samson on that thing where he would grind the grain in circles and circles. And then he says, your dad's alive. And then there's this grit, there's this heart in Simba that says, my dad's alive? And he says, yeah, come on, let me show you. And he starts walking Simba, and as Simba's following him, he starts getting his fight back. And he starts running in the jungle, and he starts running, and you see the fierce starts to come back. The joy in somebody's about to come back today. I'm telling you, the peace in somebody's life's about to come back today. I'm telling you, the fight in somebody's about to come back today. That revival fire is about to ignite in you today. That love that you once had for Jesus is about to be rekindled. God is about to do something fresh. He's running. And you can start to see there's hope in his eyes again. You can start to see there's hope. And I came to tell somebody there's hope. And then the bird brings him to the water. And Simba's like, what's this? And the bird's like, look. And he sees his reflection. And he says, your dad's alive in you. I came to tell somebody today, your dad is alive in you. I came to tell you the lion of the tribe of Judah is alive in you. I came to tell you the lion of the tribe of Judah is waiting to roar inside of you. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God strong and mighty in battle. Man, we need a fierce, violent faith this morning. We need a fierce violent faith this morning. The same faith that when David was serving his brothers crackers and cheese, a Lunchable, he gave them Lunchable. And the Bible says that he heard the taunting. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? This guy. Who is this guy? You guys are all running from this guy? I mean, I know he's bigger, but you guys are all scared of this guy? You guys got on swords and all this stuff, but I got a rock in the name of Jesus. I got a rock in the name of Jesus. I know it might not look like I have much to work with, but I got a rock. Come on, somebody. Is there anybody in here with a few stones? Is there anybody in here with a few stones? Don't judge me by my stones. And he says, who is this Philistine that defies the armies of the living God? And they say, go, you're eavesdropping. He's like, well, hold on, what's the reward? What's that reward? See, we forgot we're fighting for a prize. We forgot we're fighting for a prize. We forgot we're fighting for a reward. Some of us forgot our why. Somebody ask the person next to you, do you got a why? Because if you don't got a why, if you don't got a why, you won't praise. If you don't got a why, when hard times come, you'll shut down. If you don't got a why, when financial crisis comes, your faith will be shut down. If you don't got a why, when they say you can't praise, you won't praise. But when you got a why,
hallelujah.
I was sitting right there as the worship was going on, and sometimes you're tired in the morning, Sunday morning, you need your coffee to get going. And I didn't want to jump, but I did, and it was just kind of like the flesh thing. And then I started to think about my why. I thought about my two daughters. I thought about them watching their daddy praise, them watching their daddy worship. Because in the book of Nehemiah, they're building the walls back and the people get tired and they start to complain. And Nehemiah says, stop, hold on. Let me give you your why. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your sons. Fight for your homes. Fight for your homes. Fight for your homes. Come on, inner city, fight for your homes. Fight for your homes. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your sons. Fight for your children. See, we need people to step up. David stepped up. There's just different types of players. If you know anything about sports, there's just different types of players, right, Bishop? There's players in the fourth quarter with 2 seconds on the clock that like to pass the ball. And then there's some Mamba mentality soldiers that say, give me the ball. Let me do what I was created to do in my generation. Let me preach what I was created to preach in my generation. Pass the baton. Give me the mantle. Let me continue the vision. Let me continue the vision. See, we need to understand, man, we got to step up and rise to the occasion. If we don't do it, who will? If we don't go, who will? Isaiah, the book of Isaiah says, who shall go? Here am I. Lord, send me. See, it's convenience or construction. It's convenience or construction. It's be a Nehemiah or sit back in the temple and be the cupbearer where it's nice. Sit back and be the cupbearer where it's comfortable. And meanwhile, your home is in ruins. See, Nehemiah heard the cry and he said, King, I gotta go handle this. I gotta go handle what God's called me to handle. I gotta go do what God's called me to do. I gotta rebuild this wall. And there's some broken down walls in this generation. And God is calling the Nehemiahs to arise. There's some giants that are roaring, and God is calling the Davids to arise. I came to call forth the Nehemiahs and the Davids that will say, Lord, here am I, send me. Is there anybody desperate for Jesus in this place? Desperate for a fresh touch. Fresh touch. Fresh touch. Fresh touch. Fresh touch. I can't live off yesterday's manna. I can't live off of yesterday's revelation. I can't live off yesterday's breakthrough. I can't live off of yesterday's prayer. I gotta live a fresh touch. I need a fresh touch from the Holy Spirit. I need a fresh touch of His fire. I need a fresh touch of His power. I need a fresh touch of His love. A fresh encounter. Everybody say encounter. God wants to encounter you in a fresh way this morning. He's pouring out. As I travel and I go, I've been so blessed because this is home, and I feel like you guys just slingshot me out, and you guys just let me go, and you guys support my family financially, spiritually. Bishop raised me in the ministry, went through Bible college, and when I come home, I just like to give an update of what God is doing, because I feel like as I go, you go. I feel like as I've gone, you guys go. And what God is doing right now is so amazing. And I thought that this whole week ministering different places, I was like, man, excited to get back home, see what God's doing there. When I walked through that door this morning and I heard the worship, I heard the anointing on you guys. I'm telling you, I go a lot of different places, but the anointing that's falling upon this team right here, man. Souls are gonna get saved when you're playing. Souls are going to get saved when you press that key. Souls are going to get saved when you play that drum. Souls are going to get saved when you play that trumpet. It's that simple. It's that simple. It's walking in your calling, doing what God's called you to do, lifting up the voice that God's called you to lift up, and being who God's called you to be, and watching Him use you. His heart, not His hand. His presence, not a present. His heart, not His hand. His presence, not a present. We gotta go after God's heart. We gotta be a people that go after God's heart. David had a heart after God's own heart. He was a man after God's own heart. And I believe what God is doing in this season is He's elevating those people that are after His heart. I truly believe in this season in the kingdom of God. I truly believe it's not about talent. I truly believe it's not about gifting. I truly believe it's not about charisma. I truly believe it's about a team coming up here and worshiping with a heart of worship and lifting up Jesus in a way that is so beautiful that God can use. When David fell, what did he say? Lord, take not Your spirit from me. Maybe you fell before you came to this service. Maybe you feel like, man, you messed up so many times. The only cry you need in your heart is, Lord, take not Your spirit from me. Against You alone have I sinned. Take not Your spirit. We're talking about giant slaying. That's the series. But we can be giant slayers, but if we don't get the heart thing right, we could talk about David's arm and how it swung the stone to hit the giant, but really what it was his heart for God and his faith in Jesus, right? See, a giant killer's heart, a giant slayer's heart is a heart after God. A giant slayer's heart is one who's in love with Jesus. Because it wasn't Saul's armor. It wasn't what other people said, this is going to defeat him. He said, you come to me with sword, I come in the name of Jesus. You come to me with weapons, I come in the name of Jesus. You come to me with COVID, I come in the name of Jesus. You come to me with financial crisis, I come in the name of Jesus. You come to me with fear and doubt, and I come in the name of Jesus. You come to me with problems, but I come in the name of Jesus. You come to me with persecution, but I come in the name of Jesus. You come to me with this, you come to me with that, but I come in the name of Jesus. It was the name. It was the name. It was the name. It's always been the name. It's always gonna be the name. It's always gonna be the name of Jesus that breaks every chain. It's always going to be the name of Jesus that sets the captive free. It's always going to be the name of Jesus that heals the sick. It's always going to be the name of Jesus that heals the blind. It's always going to be the name of Jesus that brings the peace that you can't have without Christ. What's his name? What's his name?
Jesus.
Come on, what's his name?
Jesus.
Come on, what's his name?
Jesus.
Who loves you?
Jesus.
Come on, who loves you?
Jesus.
Come on, who loves you?
Jesus.
Come on, who died on the cross for you?
Jesus.
Who loves you?
Jesus.
Who can set us free? Who can change our lives? Who's in this place today? Come on, stand to your feet for a second and just lift up Jesus. What's his name? What's his name? Who's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Who's in this place today? It's at the name of Jesus that Lazarus have to come forth from the tomb. It's at the name of Jesus. Raise your hand if you got a need in this place. You came in with the need. God is going to meet the need right now. You don't have to walk out without your need met. Such a glory and such a presence in this place. Lord God, I pray right now, God, even as these hands are raised, God, I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would come and encounter. Come and encounter, Lord. Come and encounter Jesus. We rebuke and bind worry. We rebuke and bind fear. We rebuke and bind anxiety. Fear, anxiety. I won't let you lie to me. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, I feel his peace inside of me. Lord God, do the work. Do the work. God, do the work that none of us can do. Your word says it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. It's by his spirit your marriage can be restored. It's by his spirit that your drug addiction can be broken. It's by his spirit that everything that you came in with can be broken off of you and the shackles can be left undone. He goes before us. He goes before us. Every battle that we're facing, he's already gone before us. He's already gone before us to defeat the giants. He's already gone before us. Just lift your hands right now. Come on, let's get a hold of Jesus. Jesus, we cry out. We cry out to you, Father. We cry out to you, Jesus. Come and do, God, what you want to do. Come and meet every need, God. Come and break every chain, Lord. Come and put us into alignment with our assignment, God. So we can live in the light. So we can walk in the light. And be obedient to the heavenly vision. Be obedient to the heavenly vision. Do you know that there is a heavenly vision for your life? Paul says, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. There's a heavenly vision for your life, man of God and woman of God. A specific calling that God has given you, that God has blessed you with, a specific target for you to hit. There's a heavenly vision. And I promise you, it's way bigger than just working, paying bills, living and dying. Sin is an archery term. And it means when you are pulling that arrow back and you're missing the mark. Maybe you say, my life's good. My life's good. I don't got to do all that. But you could be missing the mark today. And God says, I want you to hit the mark. I want you to hit the mark that I've called you to hit, husband. I want you to hit the mark that I've called you to hit, son, daughter. I want you to hit the mark and answer the call that I've given you. I want you to hit the mark, husband, and love your wife like Christ loved the church. I want you to hit that mark and be the person that I've called you to be. If anybody wants to step into alignment with what God's called them to do and who God's called them to be, and rededicate your life back to Christ, raise your hand if that's you in this place. A salvation call. A salvation call. Can we have this section right here? Just come to the front if that's for you. We have the black marks right here. So everything's in alignment. If you're in this section right here, come to the front. Come on, praise God for salvation. This section right here, if you want to give your life back to God, you want to dedicate your life back to the Lord, say, God, I want you to put me into alignment, God, with what you've called me to do and be who you've called me to be. Maybe I've wandered off track. I've strayed. I just want you to do what you've called me to do, God. If there's anybody in this section, you can come to the front. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Jesus. Jesus, have your way. Jesus, have your way. This section, you can come from this side. You feel a calling, you feel a tug, a pull to do what God's called you to do? You feel a calling? Feel the calling of God on your life is so mighty, man of God. The call on your life is so mighty, so powerful. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, Jeremiah says. Your calling, your destiny's already been laid out before you. Let's surrender. Say, God. Say, Jesus. I surrender. I've been running. I surrender. I surrender to you, Jesus. I surrender to your will for my life, God. Put me back into alignment with my assignment. Let me do what you've called me to do, Jesus. Be who you've called me to be. Jesus. I surrendered my life to Christ when I was 16 years old. Hasn't been an easy road, but it's worth it. It's worth it to give your life to Christ and lay down your life for the glory of God. You guys know that song, I Give Myself Away? I'm just gonna sing this, and I just want a full surrender. From all of us, including us up here, just a full surrender to Jesus. God, we surrender to you, Father. Who you are in our lives, Jesus. Just a few moments to surrender to Christ. No matter what you've done, no matter what you came in with, no matter say, I was here last night, I was there last week. I just came to tell you God's grace is sufficient. I came to tell you his forgiveness. I'm telling you, it's real. It's real. Though our sins were scarlet, you've made us white as snow. Just sing this song and surrender.
I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you.
Myself away.
I give myself away.
Completely holding nothing, God, holding nothing back from you. I give myself away.
I give myself away.
I want to live for you. I want to do what you call me to do.
Can you see my life? My life is not my own.
Come on, my life is not my own.
To you I belong.
To you I belong, Jesus.
I give myself.
Saved. That's what the Bible teaches us. So I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me. Say, dear God, today I realize that I am a sinner and I need you. I confess that you are Lord and there is no other. I renounce every other God. In the name of Jesus, I receive you into my heart. I receive you into my heart. Come on, say it again. I receive you into my heart right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, say this. I am now born again. I am now born again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's a beautiful sight. Amen. To see you all up here, it's a beautiful sight. And anybody else here right now that you're watching us on your device or you're in the audience here, listen, this is still the house of healing. And God is able to do a work right now, even in your body. In a minute, I'm going to have Pastor Z come up and do. You got to do Giant Killer, right? Come on. Mox will never forgive you if you don't. If you are in pain, if you're sick in body, in any way, shape, or form, receive God's healing right now. In the name of Jesus, receive healing. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. Receive it. Receive him in Jesus' name. He's a healing Jesus. Receive him in Jesus' name. Receive. Migraines has to go. Diabetes, we come against you and we'll keep coming against you until you're no longer affecting anything or anybody. Demon of diabetes, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And I claim healing and deliverance upon the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. I speak peace and joy upon you. You may return to your seats. You may have a seat, folks. You may return back to your seat in the name of Jesus. God bless you all this morning. Pastor Z, you know what I love about it? I've always said this about all of our guys that do songs. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys hanging out with us, the full service. But all of our guys who are rappers, or artists, or music artists, they put their words are so powerful, and they do so amazing with their prophetic word into their music. And so one of my favorite things to do is to be my motorcycle out in a country road, blasting Z Sav. He's with me on my bike all the time. We don't ride doubles. Two guys can't ride doubles. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. Come on, help me welcome back Pastor Z.
No doubles. No doubles. That's trouble. Yeah, definitely not. Seen that before. It's kind of awkward. It gets weird. That's right. She said it. She's all, it gets weird. Quick. This is a song I wrote, but slash a cappella, but it's for whatever giant you're coming against in your life, that's calling you out, that's trying to tear you down, and it's just the Bible in a rap. So this is Moxie's favorite song, so I'm gonna do it a cappella because I don't think I gave it to them back there, but it's better a cappella because we break it down. So Goliath comes out and he says, some say that I'm a monster, a giant, a beast. I'm Goliath, the one that they fear. Check the sword and the spear, huh? I got them running all day, boy. Yeah, I got them running all day. I'm a monster, a giant, a beast. I'm Goliath, the one that they fear. Check the sword and the spear, huh? Yeah, I got them running all day, boy. I got them running all day. Yeah, coming out the Philistine camp, it's the really mean champ. I pump fear in these cats. 9'6", watch the city shrink back. I got bodies piled up, you don't want to see the facts. 40 days and 40 nights, I've been posted on this hill. I'm getting impatient, need to see some blood spill. I called them all out, nobody want to see me. I dare y'all find somebody to come out here and beat me. And then David comes out, you come out. And you say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? What? Yeah, I know he ain't grilling me. What? Y'all didn't tell him about the lions and the bears that been dying here and there. Goliath, I've been killing things, yeah. I promise there's no chilling me.
I rep my Jesus fearlessly. So I don't care how big that you appear to be. I ain't never scared. I got my daddy right here with me. And then Goliath says, I don't think you know what you're getting into. I don't really know why they even sent you. I'm a beast. This my table. We're living out a fable, and I see a shepherd boy on the menu. David said, you come to me with sword, and you come to me with spear. But I'm rolling with my Lord, so ain't no way I'm dying here. Ain't no way I'm about to lose. I ain't even getting hurt. My God will conquer you, and then I'll feed you to the birds. Goliath said, you really can't be serious. Boy, I had enough of you. Come a little closer so I could get the snuff in you. David said, you pressing all my buttons, dude. Here I come running. Do you feel this thing should go? Because after this, I'm going to be hunting you. And then Bishop's favorite part, Goliath looks at David and said, wait, why you coming at me fast, though? And David, what you reaching in your bag for? Goliath, this a wrap. The stone already left my sling. In a moment, you'll collapse, and the world will know my king. Make some noise for Jesus. Come on. Let's do that one that says, back in my container. Can we stand real quick, and we're going to finish this out strong. When I say, when I point the mic out to you, if God brought you out of something, just say, brought me out, okay? I was bad for so long, couldn't get out. Try so hard till my God brought me out. Begging my bag, yeah. Now I'm begging my bag. Begging my bag, yeah. Now I'm begging my bag. I could not complain. Now let me hear you say, I was such a pain. Now let me hear you say, I could not get out. So let me hear you say, my God brought me out. So let me hear you say. Okay, let's play that one. Y'all got the hang of it right away. It's awesome. Ready?
I've been bad for so long, couldn't get out. Tried so hard till my God brought me out. Begging my bag, yeah, now begging my bag. Begging my bag, yeah, now begging my bag. I could not complain. Now let me hear you say,
I was such a pain.
Yeah, let me hear you say, I could not get out. Now let me hear you say, my God brought me out. Yeah. Begging my bag. Begging my bag, light up your city, then beg on my bags. With a bunch of souls and it's on to the next. Young ZK and Matt putting on for the set. Look, I know it sound like we gang bang. V.O. ain't a thing change. Pull up on the devil with a K James, and he be the first down, get the chain gang. PTLA, we gon' change the game. On the west coast, swerving lane to lane. While you out there trying to make a name, I was on my Devo trying to take your chains. Look, and it's lit though, only ride for my kinfolk. I make a trend and they copy that like kinfolk. Since pops open them windows, been blessed up like tinfolk. Stay covered in the blood of Christ, from the top of my head to my tombstone. That's word to my East Coast brethren. SJ, that's the motherland. God broke the chains of my drug addiction. I live for him with no other plan, yeah. Better run that. I'm Samson with the comeback. Never store my treasure on earth, dog. My mansion is above that. Look, I digress. Got the love of God inside my chest. When I'm in the shelter of the Almighty, I'm alrighty, I find my rest. I've been bad for so long, couldn't get out. Tried so hard till my God brought me out. Begging my bag, yeah, now begging my bag. Begging my bag, yeah, now begging my bag.
Talking out the blade.
Now, let me hear you say,
I was such a pain.
Yeah, let me hear you say, I put the city right back on my back. I preach the gospel and travel the map. I go to war on the Rambo to rap. Yeah, yeah, God brought me out. I was owned by sin till he brought me out. I came from nothing like Pacquiao. Maybe that's the reason they try to box me out. Thank the Lord and we break bread. Not one of my soldiers that ain't fed. Even show love to the fake friends. Even show love to the fake friends. Back at it, we can break the chains off of any crack addict. Give me any instrumental, I'm packed in it. God brought me out of every bad habit. Brought the whole squad out the grave. Why you think I preach this power to save? The same spirit that raised Christ be the same spirit that gives power today. I say the name that breaks chains. Been on the move like Ace Trains. Last album, straight flames. My dog stand tall like Great Danes. I was bad for so long. Lost and bound into a path to go on. Dad brought me home, put the royal coat on. Testify on every beat I flow on. I digress. Got the love of God inside my chest. When I'm in the shelter of the Almighty, I'm alrighty, I find my rest.
I've been bad for some time, couldn't get out.
Tried so hard till my God brought me out. Begging my bag, yeah, now begging my bag. Begging my bag, yeah, now begging my bag. I could not complain. Now let me hear you say,
I was such a pain.
Now let me hear you say,
I could not get out.
Yeah, let me hear you
One, two, three, let me hear you say, I don't know what happened to that beat, but you can break it down, yeah. Man, if the devil wanna run up on me, it's bad. I said, if the devil wanna run up on me, it's bad. I promise he'll discover the kingdom like Six Flags. I got a shield of faith you can never get past. And the sword of the spirit make the devil dip fast. Say you wanna run up on me, that's a no-go. When I come around, I make him lean like a cholo. I ain't trying to gain the world and let my soul go. Say the name of Jesus, every demon is a no-show. Say you wanna run up on me, it's no bueno. I'm from Eastside San Jose, I'm so ghetto. I'm blood bought Brody for Shody, I'm no rental. If I told you I'ma get it, I don't settle. Hey, God came and ran upon me with his love. Forgave me of my sin and covered me in his blood. I've been unashamed, that's why I'm lifting them up. Hey, Jesus set me free from a life addicted to drugs. If the devil wanna run upon me, devil wanna run upon me. God on my side, God is my dad. If the man, Bishop, I'm not your average. I'm a rapper who don't rap about packing Glocks and acting out and all the checks I'm cashing out. I preach the gospel, bring the gospel to the masses now. Passion for the master's house, and one day you gon' have to bow. Armor of the Lord, you know what the heck my fashion bout. I hit the and one every time the devil acting foul. I don't got no limits, look, I don't see us capping out. Tell me how that Bud Light always got him blacking out. What type of life is that about? Look around you average now. Without the love of Jesus, you got nothing to be glad about. You got a gift, be productive, live your passion out. Be unashamed when they ask you who you're passionate about. These are the keys to taking the not your average route. Set apart from the rest, that's where my dad's about. Hey, who been sleeping on the floor? Go pull the mattress out. The other day I told a demon, bring your captain out. I only follow the plan that my daddy's mapping out. I crossed over like Iverson, got the answer now. I seen Jesus heal the sick and kick the cancer out. I said I seen Jesus heal the sick and kick the cancer out. You can take that effect off if you can, my bro. And you know what, with all this COVID stuff going on, Bishop, sometimes it's can we take that effect off, bro? Sometimes it's hard to remember that God's still on the throne, right? But last time that I checked, Christ still reigns. If you got worries today, I'm gonna say it like this. Last time that I checked, Christ still reigns. If I die for the gospel, I'ma still gain. Last time that I checked, I could call them direct. We are not a gang, but don't mess with my set. Last time that I checked, let me dissect. Christ cut the noose Satan had on my neck. Last time that I checked, told the devil get the check. I'ma need payback for everything he wrecked. Last time that I checked, Christ never took a L. Eternity is long, boy, you better book it well. Last time that I checked, KMF still winning souls. Passing out the bread of life, hit us for the dinner rolls. This that end time army, I ain't trying to be sleep. It's a very urgent hour, souls are dying in the streets. Some think it's a joke, like why you trying to be deep? If they don't want it in the States, I'll go to China to preach. Told my wife he stay woke, cause these days will get evil. There's demons in the land, I got a slave for my people. They don't want it black and white, but the gray will mislead you. I pray you find me faithful on the day that I see you. I'm having visions and dreams. I never spit for the streams. I use my gift for the king. I came to lift up the king, huh? I was raised by some warriors. Last day remnant, you don't want to go to war with us. Current so strong, I suggest that you flow with us. Christ seen the gold in us, and then he started molding us. One day, every knee will bow. Look, Kanye just chose to do it now, yeah. And y'all hating, man, isn't this what we pray for? How we condemning a soul we didn't pay for. Pharisee talk with your embarrassing walk. I'm an eagle, I ain't never been scared of these hawks. Sound the alarm, yeah? Rally the troops, sensitive to the spirit when he tells me to move. I'm changing history, in his name there's victory. Ear to the throne as he loads another clip for me. Drive-by flows, I remind my soul. God's been good as far back as my timeline goes. Stand up for my home, man, I got in this peace. Preachers out here preaching what God didn't preach. I see wolves in sheep's clothing, but God is my peace. Kingdom music, yeah, I got the whole squad. Within reach, we going state to state. We put the devil on notice. One track mind, I'm eternity focused. Tunnel vision, we just begun the mission. I was born to run with vision. Tell him that the sun is risen. Tell him that he's lifted on high. He has no end. He's coming back soon. Don't let your lamp go dim. Keep that oil burning. Always spitting royal sermons. Eyes of the Lord, they've been looking for a loyal servant. I'ma always stay ready. I don't gotta get ready. Sermons from the Most High. You should know I spit revy. That's off the cuff. My king is often clutch. A righteous man falls, but he keeps on popping up. The wicked always stumble when calamity strikes. Motives gotta be pure. I don't rap for these likes. Give me souls, lest I go and start to cancel these flights. I'ma preach the gospel every time they hand me the mic. Look, I don't got no time to waste. People living like they got all kind of days. Tell the devil it's on sight, I need the time and place. Front line soldier, be the first on the field. I got Goliath's blood all submerged on a shield. If they want me to renounce, I'm getting murked, that's for real. Just tell them Jesus Christ is who I served if I'm killed. Yeah, love y'all.
That's crazy, I don't know how you do that. That's, man. How many love Z? Amen, amen, amen. Let's keep him in prayer, keep Celeste and Summer and Winter and prayer to the whole family that God will keep sending them and using them. Amen. Why don't we all stand to our feet? We can open the side doors here as Spanish is going to come right behind us here and set up. Father, we just thank you so much for your goodness and your blessings. Thank you, Father God, for sending us Pastor Z today to encourage us and minister to the church. We pray your blessings, my God, upon this day. And we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.